From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people on state-run television. He is expected to speak about the two nations' complicated past, the course to normalization, and a vision for the future. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held talks, which the U.S. leader later described as frank and candid. They also met with the press, Mr. Obama acknowledging the two sides remain at odds over democracy and human rights.
I've said consistently, after more than five very difficult decades, the relationship between our governments will not be transformed overnight. We continue, as President Castro indicated, to have some very serious differences, including on democracy and human rights.
When questioned about political prisoners, Mr. Castro reacted angrily. He demanded to be shown a list of such detainees. Cuba's position is it holds no such prisoners. Mr. Castro also welcomed the easing of trade and travel restrictions, but called for an end to the U.S. trade embargo. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A three-judge panel at The Hague ruled unanimously Bemba was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out by his militia in the Central African Republic, 2002 and 2003. Judge Sylvia Steiner said the evidence clearly showed his fighters targeted civilians.
The chamber concluded that the civilian population was the primary, as opposed to incidental, target of the attack.
She said Bemba had effective control of his movement for the liberation of Congo and knew his forces were about to commit atrocities. Bemba pleaded not guilty to the charges. This is VOA News.